Liberian refugees in western Ivory Coast are asking the United Nations to move them elsewhere. Several hundred Liberian children at the Nikla refugee camp Sunday sang, "No protection, we want to go," as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Ruud Lubbers, paid them a visit. The children held small signs that read, "A refugee should live without war," "Do you want me to perish before evacuation?" and "Keep your gun, I'm a child." The camp is located in western Ivory Coast, about 100 kilometers from the border with Liberia. Most of the children arrived in the camp as babies after their parents fled the war in Liberia. Others arrived just a few days ago from Liberia or other parts of western Ivory Coast, where sporadic fighting continues despite a ceasefire. In another part of the camp, which refugees call Peace Town, girls pump water to use for cooking. The refugees have plenty of water and food, and the camp seems tranquil. But some refugees say young men in the camp were recently recruited by the Ivorian army to fight against rebels operating near the border with Liberia. They add that before Mr. Lubbers' visit, the new recruits were told not to wear the army uniforms that they usually wear while the UN official was at the camp. Inside the camp's main hall, the UN High Commissioner says he is looking at several options to make the lives of the Liberian refugees secure again. He says he finds the reports of military recruitment very worrisome.
We cannot afford to see military base and refugee camps. That will be just go in the wrong direction. Now, these permanent solutions, for me the most important one, as I said to the refugees, is to give them a chance to go back to Liberia. It's really the first priority now. The second solution might be resettlement. The country is far away, and the third is to find solutions again in Cote d'Ivoire when we have peace in Cote d'Ivoire.
As Ambassador Lubbers was speaking, a scuffle broke out between women and Ivorian army soldiers accused by the refugees of abusing them. Nelson Nabe, a young adult Liberian, says the scene is typical of what the refugees deal with on a daily basis.
I think when the security of the government come to secure the situation, they should be polite to us. But not kicking people, slapping people. You're supposed to be seeing us while you are carrying on your activities. It's dangerous. When we're talking about insecurity, we don't have rights in the country. We don't have access to anything.
Mr. Nabe says that many Ivorians now view Liberians as troublemakers and make their life very difficult. Moses Carr, who identifies himself as a former youth leader in Liberia, says the plight of the refugees has become much worse since fighting broke out in the area last year.
You see here, we are facing a lot of problems here now. The Ivorian citizens are threatening us and the rebels are threatening us. So it is time that they have to take off from here. They don't have to wait until we are massacred before they will regret the incident. So we are asking you people to please come and get us from here. It is very serious. Because all night long, people will be shooting all around. We don't know who is who. So there's our fear.
Not all the Liberians at the camp are refugees or army recruits. Some are Liberian immigrants who were working elsewhere in Ivory Coast and came to defend the camp when they heard UN staff had been evacuated late last year. Other Liberians with working papers also sought refuge at the camp because they were being persecuted in Ivory Coast since the start of the conflict. Lee George Davis was a DJ in Abidjan who came to Nikla for both reasons. He says he hopes everyone at the camp could be moved elsewhere to start a new life.
If the camp were to move another way, we want to leave this country to go to a developing country to live a better life. I want to go to college because I finished high school. We prefer living where English people live, but we don't want to live West Africa no more.
Ambassador Lubbers says he will urge Liberian President Charles Taylor to find a political solution to end the Liberian conflict so the refugees can also return home. The two men will meet in Monrovia Wednesday as the UN ambassador continues a week-long visit to West Africa where there are an estimated 400,000 refugees. Nico Colombin, VOA News, Abidjan.